各位弟兄姐妹好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天很高兴我们还在能够在这里跟大家一同来敬拜神。
It's very happy we still can get together to worship our Lord.
本来今天的经文是很长的。
Today's scripture is very long.
本来是从25到37节。
It's supposed to be from 25 to 37.
因为太长了我就开个两段。
So it's too long, so I cut into two.
我今天上面讲第一段。
So we start with first part.
然后等下讲到一半了，我们讲第二段，因为这是连起来的，是同一个 sermon. Okay.
Then we start with second part because it's combined. This is one verse.
这个故事大家都很熟的。
This story is very familiar to everybody.
但是我们常常忽略一点重点。我们常常忽略
一点重点。We miss the main point of this story.
我们看看这个故事讲什么。
Let's look at what the story tells about.
这个故事是有两个主角。
There are two characters in this story.
第一段我们刚才念了段。
The first part we just read.
就是那个律师。
The first part is a lawyer.
他说是 expert in the law, 我就把它翻成律师算了，简单一点。
The translation is expert in the law, so I just translate into lawyer.
然后第二个段呢，
The second part,
就从29到37节。
From 29 to 37.
等下我们会读。
We will read that later.
那个主角是谁呢？
The main character is who?
就是那个好的撒玛利亚人。
The good Samaritan.
大家都懂这个故事的。
Everybody knows this story.
那我们现在看这段经文呢，每次读这段经文讲到我的听都讲撒玛利亚人的故事。
Every time I only talk about good Samaritan about this story.
讲那个利未人怎么不好了，祭司怎么看见都走开了等等。
We talk about the Levites and the priests, they just ignore the Samaritans.
今天我从另外一个角度来看。
Today we start from a different angle.
我看看律师怎么样的嘛。
Let's see how the law, the expert in law.
我觉得在座有没有做律师的？
Anybody here is lawyer?
有没有？
Anybody?
那我就放胆讲了。
Okay, then I
just kidding. Okay, 开玩笑。因为这个律师啊，他很懂法律，但是呢，他有很多问题。好像我们今天每个人一样，不一定律师。
The lawyer knows about lawyers, and they know everything about lawyers.
Okay, 我们看看这个人，他这个律师是特别故意有个意思要来挑。Challenge 来考耶稣的。
So the lawyers come to test Jesus.
今天很多人都，我是基督徒，我是长老，我常讲道，常常人故意来问我问题，是挑战我。
So today the Christians like that come to like test elder when they giving the sermon.
他来问耶稣这个人是。
So he come to.
今天我们要准备我们。今天我要准 prepare ourselves.
So we have to prepare ourselves today.
有人来问我。
So somebody come to ask me.
你们试试看问我什么问题，我看答不到你。
So you can come to ask me, whether I could not answer your question.
有些人说，我不相信有神。
Somebody say I don't believe there's a God.
我在中国大陆都没无神论的。
There's no God in China.
你怎么能够 prove 你信的神是有神呢？
How can you prove that your God is a real God?
等稍微讲的，告诉你，我问他什么。
I will tell you later.
我们学个功课，今天就看见那经文，我们学个功课，如何来。看人家故意来问我的问题怎么办
？So let's see how people purposely to ask me a question.
第一个，有个律法师起来试探耶稣。
So the lawyer come to test Jesus.
当时的律法师是宗教领袖、知识分子、有社会地位的人。
So the lawyer is the has the spiritual leader and the religious leader in the.
当时的社会不是每个人都有圣经。
In that time, not everybody has Bibles.
有他们读这个，他们这个祭司的，他们学那个叫在犹太教里面有地位人，才能够慢慢好读圣经，并且成为一个律法师。
Only those Jews they have the background or they have the the knowledge, so they can have the Bible to read Bible.
他们也说什么呢？这个是律法师的问题，他是很厉害，当然背出来很多很多很多旧约圣经。
So the laws, they can memorize all the Old Testament.
他以为他自己很懂。
So they think they know everything.
但是他背圣经，他只晓得的字，不晓得的真正意义怎么样。
So they just only know the words, they don't know the
exact
meaning. 他以为
背圣经就可以得救了。
They think they memorize the words, they could get saved.
今天我们也注意啊。
Let's be cautious.
我很赞成你们背圣经。
I agree that you should memorize the words.
但是不是单靠背圣经就可以好。
But not only memorize the words, you can get good.
我晓得很多基督徒打着用圣经来骂来骂去。
So I know that Christians, they use scriptures to rebuke each other.
不是这样的，我们背圣经没有用，假如你用来真正意义不懂的话。
So if you don't know the exact meaning of the words.
因为你背的圣经，别人用一句圣经跟你挑战的时候，你也不懂。
So if they challenge you with the words,
历代我们基督教很多因为把圣经乱解释，变成的异端。
So if you not explain the words correctly, you will become heretic.
他来问耶稣怎么样
？So he came to ask Jesus.
他问一个当时非常重要的神学问题。
So he was asking in that time very important theology question.
我们怎么可以承受永生？
How do we get eternal life?
他那个承受那个字用 inherit.
Inherit the word.
他以为他们犹太人，他是犹太人。
He is a Jew.
犹太人是神的选民。
He is a selected people by God.
神很多好处，神的 blessing， 神的恩典，永生都传给他们。
God blessed God's eternal life was given to them.
他故意问耶稣。
He purposely asked Jesus.
本来他觉得他已经应该承受永生的了。
He think he already have saved life.
他问你说，我们做什么才能够得永生
？So what should we do to get eternal life?
他以为永生是凭工作做回来。
He think that what you can work for the eternal life.
因为找耶稣打，做什么做什么的永生的麻烦就大了。
If we can do something to get eternal life, they will have trouble.
耶稣怎么打他？
So how did Jesus answer the question?
耶稣用什么方法答他呢
？So how did he use to answer the question?
耶稣问他。
So Jesus asked him.
律法上写的什么？你念的是什么
？So what is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it?
很有意思啊。
It's very interesting.
耶稣没有答他。
Jesus did not answer directly.
反而问他一个问题。
In return, just ask a question.
你晓得我刚才讲，只要问人家问你，你相信有神。
If somebody asks you if you believe in God,
人证明吗
？Can you prove that?
你怎么答
？How did you answer that?
告诉你应该答是什么。告诉你一个好的答案。
I will give you a good answer.
你问他，你相信的，你告诉我相信神，你的神的定义是什么
？You can ask me what's your definition of God.
他就没完没有办法找下去了。
You could not answer you.
我说，假如你的定义神是什么东西，跟我讲神，我信的神的定义不同 ，we are not in the same level. 我们不能讲。
So if your definition of God is different from mine, then we could not
communication. 再可以问你，那么你信的，你说我不信，我有神，你认为神是怎么样的
？So I think as a God, what do you think about God?
Do you know God?
Do you know God?
你说我不信，没有神，你晓得你没有的是什么东西吗
？You think I don't believe in God? What do you miss? What you don't know?
耶稣常常在圣经里面。我读圣经就学一招，我读圣经学了一个方法。
I learn one way by reading the scripture.
耶稣常用问话来回答人家问他的事情。你不想回去看看
？Jesus always reply a question by answering a question.
By asking a question.
By asking a question， 问一个问题。
这个是其中一个例子。
This is one of the example.
他问他
，He asked him，
你是律法师吗
？Are you the lawyer, expert in law？
那律法写什么你晓得吗
？Do you know the law？
他的意思是说，你会背，你晓得他的意思吗？
He says you can memorize.
Do you 我刚才讲我们会背圣经。
When I say we can memorize the scripture,
大家都会背约翰福音三章十六节吧。
Everybody can memorize John
3:16. 神爱世人，将他独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生，对不对？每个人会背，会唱。
Yes, God so loved the world, and He sent His Son for our, for those who believe Him will have life and not destroyed.
我请问你啊。
Let me ask you.
什么意？独生子什么意思
？What do you mean by reading scripture?
英文叫 begotten son.
中英文是他的独生子。
Begotten son. Begotten son. You don't know the word.
独生子。
You just say English.
Oh, okay. Begotten son.
Begotten son, what does it mean?
Begotten son, what does it mean?
为什么用 begotten?
What do you mean by begotten?
你在什么地方用过这个字没有?
Is that a word for that?
If you 不晓得,回去学学好再来跟我谈话。
So if you go back and you know, just learn and come back to me.
Right?
Right?
所以我们有很多事情不是这么简单的。
So it's not that simple.
所以今天我们读这些经文，我们看看，原来耶稣问他：“你说你读律法晓得很多，请问你读好了没有
？”So if you know you learn the law, are you really finished with the law?
他的意思，你晓得你读了律法的意义什么，在什么地方还字面意义吗
？Do you know the exact meaning of those words?
哎，他回答，他怎么回答
？He replied.
你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱人些如同自己。
So love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
这个律法师以为这个问题简单，你问我啊
？So he thinks it's simple.
你说我不懂。怎么练？我就练给你听。
So if you don't know what I know, I can read for you.
他说，他就回答说：“是啊，律法写什么
？”Yeah,
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱人些如同自己。
So it's simple, just you know, all with all your love, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind.
其实他的答案是每个犹太人都懂这一段经文你写的嘛。
So this answers every Jew should know.
这段经文叫 Shema Israel.
So it's about Shema Israel.
原则 Shema theology， 要是。释马神学，
所以是吧？释马theology，
他是用这段话，每一个犹太小孩子都懂的话来回答耶稣。
So his reply was every word even kids knows to reply to Jesus。
加上利未记那边讲的“爱人是如同爱自己的”意思放在一起，他很聪明。
So he just add those love your neighbor as yourself.
It's from Leviticus.
From Leviticus.
Chapter 19. 这个什么 Israel 是什么意思呢
？What does it mean, Israel? Israel?
就是《生命记》第六章四到五节。
It's Deuteronomy 6:4-5.
整句话是以色列二，你要听耶和华我们神是独立的主，你们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华的神。
So the entire scripture is here, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
有神学叫做这个就是听的神学，听到听的神学。
So this is about the theology of you listen to the word.
听到而明白道，听到而明白，你听得到。
Oh, okay, when you listen, you understand.
但是这个听的时候也专心来听。
So you have to listen carefully, pay attention.
他这段经文呢，你不相信问那个犹太，他们每一次聚会都读，他们在家里开这个什么逾越节的什么，都先读这段经文。
So whenever Jews gather together for Passover, they always read this scripture.
可能还读下面的第一直读的第九节，说不定。
Maybe continue to verse 9.
就是将神的话放在门楣上啦，放在什么地方讲得清清楚。
So they just post there on the door and everywhere.
这句话什么意思啊？
So what does it mean?
它有就是全人的爱。
So it's holistic love.
尽心的是以内心深处的感性来接受神，接触神。
So all your heart referring to our emotion, sensibility, affection, in touch with God, in the innermost of our heart.
静心是用灵性来接触神。
So all your soul referring to loving God with our soul and spirit. True love is the activity of the spirit.
是灵内的活动。
It's the activity of the spirit.
正义是在 intellectual mind, 在理性上。
So all your mind knowing and loving God rationally and intelligently.
所以我们基督教我告诉他们说我们不是迷信为什么呢
So Christian is not
superstitious. 因为我们通过理性的
Because we are rational.
假如爱神爱主不通过理性不通过这个逻辑的话你会走到迷信的道路去。
So if you don't love God rationally and intelligently, will you become superstitious?
信耶稣会变成迷信啊。
Believe in Jesus will not become superstitious.
假如不好读圣经的真理就会变成迷信了。
If you don't read the word true God, then you will become superstitious.
我举个例给你听。
Let me give you an example.
有人做了亏心事很怕晚上很怕鬼。
So somebody is very do something guilty, so he was afraid of ghosts.
他赶快买本圣经放在床头。
So he should go buy a Bible and put on.
他以为这圣经好像那个符咒一样把鬼赶去。
So he think that the Bible could repel the ghost.
No.
No.
那本 Bible 是书而已。
Bible is a book only.
我们不是像那个道教拜佛，在挂一个东西在就可以把鬼赶去。
We are not like some other religions. They could repel.
假如刚才灵雷跟心里跟神连接的时候，你不用放那本书在那边，魔鬼都不敢参进入打扰你。
So if your soul and spirit connect with God, then they will not bother you at all.
你怕不怕鬼
？Are you afraid of ghosts?
我不怕鬼。
I am not afraid.
我不用挂个十字架在这里。
I don't have to wear the cross.
有人去北京旅游。
Somebody go to China, Beijing.
我啊。
Oh, elder.
我家去北京旅游。
So you went to the Beijing.
在香港去。
To Hong Kong.
坐那个 tour, 那个 tour bus 跟一大堆人去。
So with a bunch of people in two bus.
我们一家去我自己一家去。
With our family.
跟他们整个 bus 去。
With their bus.
一到北京吗
?So we went to Beijing.
每一个宫殿都跟拜菩萨都是 smell 一样。
So every place just like a temple worship idols.
进去就有烟啊，什么东西有菩萨摆放的。
They are incense, they are Buddhas.
同车上有一对夫妇，就是香港人。他说：“我不进去。”我说：“你是基督徒？”他说：“哦，很好，我们这是弟兄姐妹。”
They are couples in bus. They are the brothers and sisters. They don't want to go into the temple.
我说：“为什么你不敢进去啊
？”Why do you want to go in there？
他说：“哇，拜菩萨都不能进去。
”Because they are worship idols.
我你怕是吧
？Are you afraid？
里面。
Oh, there are incense all over the place.
我说你的神比他神大多了。
Your God is bigger than their God.
我们全家都进去。
We will go in there, all our family.
花了这么多钱来都不看看。
We spend so much money. Why do we go in there?
你怕什么
？What are you afraid of?
我进去，邪灵通通怕我，要让路给我走。
When I go in there, all the ghosts were afraid of me.
对不对
？Is right?
你不相信我们神是 powerful God?
Our God is a powerful God.
你怕什么
？What are you afraid of？
你信心不够。
You don't have little faith。
读经读得不清楚。
You didn't read Bible correctly。
那耶稣是说，对，你说得很好。耶稣回答说
，Jesus said you are correct。
没有说他说错。
Didn't say you were wrong.
因为他背出来嘛。
Because you memorized the words.
那就去做吧。
Then do.
做就到永生了。
Then do, then you get eternal life.
能做吗
？Can you do that?
没有一个人能完全把律法里面通通守住。
Nobody can do everything in the Lord.
你看看。
So let's see.
他是说等下对叫他但是他这个律师有个问题叫他去做他怎么办呢
So the
他不明白，耶稣告诉他，其实说。
So he doesn't understand. So Jesus is telling.
因为律法本身不能使人称义。
So the law cannot make you a righteous man.
It's over there.
Over there.
Yeah.
Okay. The law cannot justify sinners and save sinners.
在加拉太书，有人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督。
In Galatians, know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ.
这个律师不懂这点。
The law did not understand this point.
第二点。
The second point.
不是，就是刚才那个我再加一段经文给大家看。
So I add one more.
凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是将既罪。
So in Rome, therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
有律法不是没有用，律法是要我们晓得我们有罪。
Law is make us know our sin.
因为我都不能完全守了。
So we cannot obey laws at all.
而且那个真义不能守。
We cannot.
我想说，十诫我们能守吗？
Can we obey the Ten Commandments?
我们以为守了。
We think we
can. 因为我们有贪婪，没有杀人，没有什么东西。
We are not greedy. We have not killed people.
有没有偷盗？
We have not stealing.
有没有？
Do you have?
以前我在 office 做事，常常拿 office 东西回家的。
When I was in office work, I always take supplies from office.
很久以前那种那种。
Many times ago.
很久以前那种ball pen 就是中文叫做圆珠笔，不是它叫做圆珠笔，
自来水笔。
那个时候很小，比较贵。
So I took some of the ballpoint pens when they was expensive back then.
外面买比较贵，所以我在 office 很多，我顺手拿回去。
So I took those pens from office.
你晚上想想看，你对吗？你有没有拿人家东西
？Are you right when you take somebody else?
今天人常常迟到。
So somebody was always late.
你的迟到是犯什么罪？
So when you're late, what sin have you committed?
50人等你跟他开会。
50 people waiting for you to come to a meeting.
你偷人家的时间。
You steal people's time.
50人等你10分钟。
50 people waiting you for 10 minutes.
50乘10是100分钟你偷。
50 by 10 is equal 500.
Do you know that?
Do you know that?
你坐飞机啊。
You take an airplane.
你试试看。
You try it.
往外飞机飞行看罚你多少钱？
是，
你阻碍飞机不能飞的时候。
Oh, if you stop the airplane to fly, how much you pay?
我听到有个大妈赖在地上不肯走，要飞机等他女儿来买东西来再来开。有没有看到这个新闻？很好笑，对不对
？Do you see news about that? Waiting for the children to come?
Oh, there's a lady. She just her daughter go to buy this duty free thing.Long time, but the plane has to go, and the mother just no wait for my daughter. 不准飞机开，要赖在地上躺，挡住了关门的地方。你晓得这个故事听不吗？这个是
Have you heard this story?
他罚了很多钱的会。
So that's a penalty for them. Very.
所以我们小心。
So be careful.
我们很难守，通通守说诫命。
We cannot obey those commandments.
假如你自己说没有罪，圣经怎么讲？真理不在你心里。
If you say you have no sin, the truth is not within you.
所以我们常常有认罪。
So we have to commit our sin. We have to confess our sins.
Confess our sin, 但是神是信实，这是公义的。
But He is righteous. He is just.
我们认罪。
When we confess our sins,
他赦免，一定赦免我们。
He will forgive our sins.
感谢神。
Thanks, Lord.
所以第二点，这个那个律师不懂的，因为他没有明白圣经里面的真正意思。
So the second point that the law, the attorney did not know exactly.
这段经文说不凭字句，乃是凭真义，因为字句是叫人死的，真义是叫人活的。您格林多后书。
So the verse says in Corinthians chapter 3, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
第三个，他不这个律师有问题的。第三个点就是，你知道就要行出来。
The third point is that since you know it, just do it.
你知道不行等于不知。
If you No, but don't do it, then you just like you don't know it.
那我们现在这个故事，刚才跟耶稣来往的讲的话，就是在这里完了。So
that那个耶稣他怎么样呢？
他要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的灵舍呢？”
So the communication has stopped from the previous communication, but now he continues to ask Jesus questions.
耶稣就用一个故事来接下去跟他讲。
So Jesus used another story to continue to teach him.
这个就是我们下半段的故事了。This
is the second part of the story.
那这段神长我就读中文，你们看。 I just read the Chinese. If you want to read the English, read it. I don't repeat again, okay? Sorry about it. 时间, because of timing. 他这个故事嘛，他耶稣说，有一个人从耶路撒冷到耶利哥，他给贼强盗打他，拿了衣服去，大概打个半死，掉在地上，他走了。这个是常常在很多地方都会发现的事情。结果有一个知识从这路走下来，看见，不理他。 走开，不救他。你看，有一个利未人，看见了也一样不理他，走了。这个祭司跟利未人啊，在很多解经家，我今天不是讲这段故事，我顺便讲讲。很多时候，这个代表律法跟献祭，律法跟献祭都不能救，完全救一个人。OK， 这个是很多解经家会讲的。你要看见一个撒玛利亚不是犹太人，是犹太人最不喜欢的人。犹太人对他们最有偏见歧视的人，所以他们不纯正的犹太人。他用油酒倒的是箱子包裹好了，不但把它箱弄好，还扶他在。 马上还按驴子送他去旅馆去安置他。第二天还拿钱出来给个旅馆说：“你要好的安看他。”他说：“我回来把钱还给你。”你看，这个很多人讲这个作为帮助人呢，就是要从头到尾，不能做一半。OK， 我们做 caring ministry 最好是做到从开始做到末了。 不是做一半就算。耶稣基督给我们的救恩呢，也是从头到尾的给的，不是一半的。那然后他就问他：“你三个哪个是老的？”人谢了，他说：“就怜悯他的。”耶稣说：“你就教养，教养行吧。” Go and do likewise， 这今天我的主题。耶稣说：“你晓得吗？你对的是这样子吗？你做出来啊，行出来啊。”我们今天说爱主爱人 ，OK。
So when we say we love God, we love people, that, can you do that?
It's 爱主.
So you say love God.
有没有行动出来?
Do you have any action?
你说爱人, 有没有行动出来?
When you say love people, do you have an action?
这段经文每个人都晓得了, 叫做好撒玛利亚人, 常常看英文写作的从中用这个 term 来表示好人好事。
So this passage is a well-known Good Samaritan story. Good Samaritans always become a phrase that describes a person doing good deeds.
这个可能是真的是因为耶稣说没有说这个是比喻。
This could be a true story. It's not a parable.
有人认为这个故事就讲教导我们要做好人好事，帮助别人有困难的，特别是。
So because of this story, many people educate us to do good things.
所以有个叫 The Samaritan Purse， 你听过这个 organization 机构没有？
So
有没有听过？
Do you know Samaritan Purse Organization？
啊，你们都不晓得，没有捐过，晓得啊，谢谢。
Oh, that's one.
Yeah， 在美国有这个机构，就向人捐钱，物捐钱来帮助有困难的。
So this is an organization to raise money to help people.
所以就用这个 Samaritan 这个字来做。
So they use Samaritan this word.
这个故事整段故事从那个。 律法师开始问耶稣，一直到那边，就下面这段才完整个故事。
So the lawyer asked Jesus, "This is this is the conclusion of that story.
So, 耶稣讲了两句话, 重点这两句话,
so two sentences that Jesus said.
第一句就是上半段, 律法是说他对律法明示耶稣说, 你这借我养生, 必得永生。
So the first part is that the attorney asked Jesus, so Jesus replied, do this and you will live.
第二句就是刚才那个人最后一句也是,
the second part is the last verse.
你就照样行吧。
Go and do likewise.
好,今天就讲到这里了。
So we stop here.
因为这个故事大家都晓得的了。
So the story everybody is very familiar with.
那我把几个重点的conclude。
So I conclude here.
第一个,今天我好像讲是叫大家工作很重要。
Today I was talking to people that work is very important.
但是不要千万不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这句经文,我们得救不是靠工作来的。
So this verse, we are saved not because of our work.
你们得救是本乎恩,也因着信,这并不是出于自己。 乃是神所赐的,也不是出于行为,免得有人自夸。
For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
我们可以讲因信称义。
So we say saved by grace.
Justified by
faith.
但这个信是由行为作证的。
But this faith has works as witness.
我们不能说今天说我信结果回去乱吃八糟乱做事情。
So we say we believe, but we go back, we do whatever we want to do.
常常说, 怎么这个人是基督徒啊?
Well, people ask, what, is this a
Christian? 我信啊。
But he say, I believe.
谁用这个字应声轻易写出来是马丁路德宗教改革16世纪的最出名的一个人，对不对？
So justified by faith is by Martin Luther.
马丁路德只是当时看见天主教的得救的 salvation， 因为要做很多事情，要奉献，要参加什么弥撒什么才能得救，最后还要卖这个。
So in Catholic, you have to do many works to get saved. Martin Luther said no.
从罗马书跟加拉太书他读出来,
from Rome and the Galatians, he knows.
他觉得我们的就是因信称义。
So he says we are justified by faith.
Nothing to do with work.
Nothing to do with work.
但是这也很容易给人家误会。
This will be confused by people.
以为信了就算了。
So we think we believe that's all.
来，牧师啊，长老跟我水里，我信了。
So we have baptism, then I believe.
结果水里后他都连来做礼拜都不来。
So after baptism, he never come to church for worship.
所以那句话就 We are saved by faith alone, but the faith that saves is never alone. 最出名的句话是马丁路德讲。So
this is the most important Martin Luther's phrase of that.
我们得救是靠信，唯独信心得救。So
we are saved by faith.
Alone. 但是这个faith不是说单单就是 faith， 要有行为来作证的。But
this faith must be supported by witness.
所以雅各书就很多这方面的讲话。
So in James, there are so many.
他人句也是一个名句.
Here is a famous verse.
信心没有行为是死的.
Faith without work is dead.
当年我们基督教的历史，在把这个66本圣经66本书在正典的时候选出来，66本书在现在的新旧约的时候.
So we have 66 books in the Bible.
When the Bible was canonized in about 380. To put 66 books into the Bible as we have today. How could they select the books? 他们怎么选书? 当时为了这个雅各书是不是应该放在13的话语?
So,
他们有争论。
So they have an argument dispute whether we should put James into the Bible.
因为雅各书都是讲这句话很出名的, 信心没有神迹是死的。
So James' famous phrase, faith without work is dead.
他跟罗马书跟保罗写的罗马书好像有点相反。
It did a little bit different disagreement with Rome's.
因为罗马书保罗说信就是因信就称义。
So in Rome, the book of Romans, the justified by faith.
一句行为都不没有提到。
There's no work mentioned.
当时他们叫父门就有点怎么办？好不好放进去
？So when they priests when they think whether we
should. 后来他们祷告，圣灵感动他，是的，雅各写的很对。
So when they prayed and the Spirit inspired them, so they think James is right.
英文说，雅各书跟罗马书只不过。A coin, two sides of that, a coin.
So the book of James and book of Rome is just two sides of a coin.
就是一次两面。
So it's one coin, two sides.
同一个事情。
The same thing.
信心很重要。
Faith is important.
真正的信心是有行为的。
The true faith will have works.
所以今天我希望我们注意这一点，今天讲到不要以为，啊，有行为，行为。耶稣就说你信吗信就有行为所以的行为是因为有信心生出来的不是因为有行为而得到信心明白吗
So it's very important that we have faith but the works come from faith
再讲讲简单一点
So let's make it simple
我们信耶稣基督我们得救
We believe in God we believe Jesus we are saved
我们是基督徒
We are Christians
因为信呢一定会做好事
So when we believe we will do good deeds
不是因为我做了好事，我们是基督徒。
Not because we do good deeds, we are good Christians.
你信了以后，一定应该做。
When you believe, you should do.
有些还会犯错。
We will sin again.
但是你马上晓得。
But you know that.
不再犯。
You will never sin again.
你平常脾气还不好啊。
You have bad temper.
回家一句就骂老婆。
You go home and then you curse.
这是真基督徒啊。
Are you true Christians?
以前每天骂，今天现在就一个月骂一次，好不好
？So when you curse every day, now maybe once a month.
过一年就一年都不骂。
So year pass, you probably never do that again. This is Christian because you are Christian.
还有一段两段经文，我们再看看。
Two more verses. Let's look at it.
都是雅各书的。
All from James.
知道行善却不行，就是罪。
Knowing but not doing is sin.
你们要行道，不要单单听到自己空欺空自己。
Do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says.
很多人听得到，哇，今天讲得很好。
Oh, we listen to the sermons. Oh, very good.
就是这样子。
That's all.
回家什么都忘记。
So we go home, we forget about everything.
希望我们是今天简简短短这个故事，从这个我们出名的撒玛利亚人故事。
So from this Samaritan story.
把我们的焦点看出那个律师
So that's a focus on the lawyer
从那个律师的身上
From the lawyer
我们学到一个功课
We learn a lesson
我们不但要读圣经
We not only have to read Bibles
不但只有明白圣经
Not only to understand the Bibles
还要行出来
But to do it
Amen
Amen
请他低头祷告
Let's pray
我们感谢主今天能够有这段时间跟大家弟兄姐妹分享求主也感动我自己能够做到这个事情主我们晓得不容易因为我们常常人有肉体的困难、但是圣灵光照我们保守我们引导我们加强我们的力量能够在主里面做美好的见证 祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求阿们、
Amen.